Hello, and welcome to the podcast for TheForce.net. My name's Eric, and I'm proud to be your host for our very first podcast. For those who don't know what a podcast is, I'll explain a little bit. Basically, a podcast is a type of an audio blog or internet radio program that can be either downloaded manually by clicking a link on a website, or that you can subscribe to using a podcast reader such as FeedDemon, iPodder, or some other similar programs. Some of these programs will actually automatically download these to your computer, say, overnight. And if you have an iPod or some other type of a portable MP3 player, some of the programs will actually transfer the files directly to your MP3 player. So that way, if you want something to listen to on the way to work while you're sitting in traffic or maybe while you're exercising in the gym, then you've already got a selection of audio files there waiting for you. In each podcast for TheForce.net, I'm going to start by giving a summary of the episode, kind of like what I'm doing right now. And then I'm going to cover the most recent news that's been posted to the webpage, after which I'm going to cover a feature of some sort, which will either be an extended news item, maybe a section of TheForce.net, or sometimes other Star Wars sites or resources on the internet. Then I'm going to wrap up the episode with a commentary piece. New episodes will be released probably about 3 or 4 times a week, and each episode will probably run about 15 to 25 minutes long. And like with the rest of TheForce.net, we try to be respectful of those who don't want to hear spoilers. And this format doesn't really allow for the censoring of spoilers, so the podcast is going to be spoiler-free. The only exception will be any information that Lucasfilm's already made public. So if there are spoilers that I feel like are worth bringing up, what I'll do is I'll just mention that they exist, that they're there on the website, and I'll refer you to TheForce.net. So, today is Wednesday, April 6th, and we've got about 42 days left until Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, hits the theaters. So there's lots going on in the news recently, and we can expect this to continue at least through the movie's release, probably for a while afterwards, too. This last weekend was the kickoff of the Episode 3 merchandise, with the release of the hardcover book, the audiobook. There was an exclusive ebook version of the illustrated screenplay, which you can pick up at ereader.com, and, of course, the toys. Now, I've got to say that the toys look pretty sweet this time around. The sculpts are good, there's a lot more articulation than there used to be. But I've got to say my personal favorites are the Star Wars Unleashed items. There's an awesome figure of General Grievous, and the Anakin and Obi-Wan figures can be connected together as if they're fighting back-to-back or face-to-face against each other. So, like with the other Unleashed figures, the Episode 3 figures are actually really good. They run for about $15 a piece, and if you're looking for something that looks really good sitting on top of your computer monitor or maybe your desk at work, this is definitely a step above merely posing action figures around. These things look pretty good. The one thing that most fans will find was missing is the soundtrack. The soundtrack doesn't come out until May 3rd, but Hyperspace members can log in and hear about 60 seconds of new music from a scene where Grievous is talking to Darth Sidious. Also available at the official Star Wars website, which is open to all visitors, are 3 new television clips that were posted over the weekend. One's basically a more condensed version of the teaser trailer. The second one is called Dark Side Unleashed. It doesn't have a lot of new footage in it, but it still looks really good. And the third one is called Tragedy, and has some really good footage of Anakin and Padme together. So if you haven't got a chance to see those yet, you haven't come across them on TV, go hit the main official website, StarWars.com, and check them out. And if you haven't decided whether or not to attend Celebration 3 yet, here's some information that may affect your decision. The Flanneled One himself is going to attend. That's right, it's just been announced that George Lucas will be attending Celebration 3. So because of this, the online registration has been extended to this Friday. Now, that only gives you a few more days, so you're going to want to get signed up quick if you're going to go. Celebration 3 is being held in Indianapolis from April 21st to the 24th. And you can find out more information at www.starwarscelebration.com. Okay, it looks like there's some controversy stirring up over the Hollywood Chinese Theater. As most fans know, this is the theater where A New Hope first premiered in 1977, and for each of the 2 prequels released so far, it's been a place where a lot of fans have gotten together to line up in advance for the films, as well as to raise some money for a really good charity. And it looks like, this time around, they might not be getting the film. The decision apparently comes from 20th Century Fox, not from the theater itself. Instead, it's going to be playing at the nearby Arclight Theater. LiningUp.net has already had people in line for about 3 days now, and they've already raised more than $6,200 in donations for the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation. Now, for both of the other prequels, they started lining up before it was confirmed that the Chinese theater was even going to have the movies. But FilmThreat.com has said it's confirmed this time that they will not be getting the film. So I don't know exactly how this is going to play out. But fortunately for us, that's okay. That's why we have TheForce.net. So if you're looking for updates on this, we should be having more information on that posted as it comes in. For those of you who heard about the panel at Show West last month about the 3D films, you probably know that George Lucas, among other directors and producers such as James Cameron and Robert Rodriguez, are planning to re-release some movies in a 3D format. Lucas apparently planned to have the original Star Wars series ready by 2007. Now, producer Rick McCallum says, quote, "No, we don't really have any plans." He goes on to say, quote, "We can't implement it until the industry gets its act together and pushes digital cinema forward." Now, personally, in my opinion, given the way the industry's been handling digital cinema so far, it looks like we might be waiting a while. Now, as I said earlier, I'm not going to give any spoilers here on the podcast, but for those of you who do want spoilers, the website has a link that lists many deleted scenes, as mentioned in the book The Making of Star Wars, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Now, I'm only about halfway through the audiobook myself, but unlike in Episode 2, I haven't really seen any cutscenes on the list here that really bothers me. There's one that bothers me a little bit, and it doesn't bother me a whole lot. It's the very first one mentioned in the list. Basically, I think it probably had a little bit more depth to the character, although I understand why it was cut. Actually, when I first heard about it, I was kind of surprised it was going to be in at all. Anyway, for those who are kind of on the fence about reading the article, I should tell you that none of the spoilers are really devastating. Actually, for the most part, they don't really spoil a whole lot at all. Still, I'd be especially careful of the book itself. Actually, of all of the books, really. Actually, since I'm on the topic, I'd probably resist the temptation to pick up the toys if you can, too, if you're one of those people who is looking to avoid spoilers. I'm told that a few of them do contain spoilers, and likewise, keep an ear open about the soundtrack, too. Remember, the soundtrack for Episode 1 revealed that Qui-Gon died, and a lot of people were kind of upset about accidentally finding that out ahead of time, especially after having gone so long avoiding spoilers. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't buy any of these items. Quite the contrary, they're good items to pick up and purchase. I'm just warning that if you're trying to stay spoiler-free, you might want to delay your purchase for about another month. Today's feature topic is comics. Dark Horse has just posted their comic book releases for July, and the most notable are probably Star Wars Republic issues 78 and 79, one released at the beginning of the month and one at the end. This is a two-part story titled Into the Unknown, and it's the first story that takes place in the aftermath of Episode 3. It deals with the surviving Jedi, who are spread out all over the galaxy, and the decisions they're now faced with. This is kind of an interesting topic, and it allows for all kinds of potential storylines. Obviously, not all of the Jedi are going to be accounted for in Episode 3, and we know that Vader hunts down and exterminates the remaining Jedi at some point between Episodes 3 and 4. So I imagine most of the expanded universe will shift into this direction for a while. Star Wars Empire number 35 will be released in the first week of August. It's going to be a one-shot by Iron Man writer John Jackson Miller. And finally, JF has posted a spoiler-free review of the Revenge of the Sith trade paperback. On a scale of 1 to 10, he gives it a 10. You can check it out in the comics section of TheForce.net. Today's commentary is something I call To Read or Not to Read. As I mentioned earlier, Matthew Stover's adaptation of Episode 3 was released over this last weekend. I'm guessing that the reason the book is released before the movie comes out is because people are more likely to watch the movie after having read the book than the other way around. Still, I'm sure most of you are asking yourselves exactly what I was asking myself, whether or not I should buy the book before I see the movie. The real question going on here boils down to how much you want to be spoiled. And the stakes are a little bit higher this time around, too. This is the last Star Wars movie you're going to get to see for the first time in theaters. Yeah, I actually believe Lucas when he says he won't do any more. I had my doubts until I heard about the whole television series thing, and now I'm convinced. But that's a topic for another time. My point is that this is the last new Star Wars movie you're going to get. So what do? Well, I've got three answers for you, depending on what type of person you are. If you manage to get this far without reading any spoilers, don't read the book. It's as simple as that. However, you should read the book at some point. I'll explain why in a moment. So if you can purchase the book and avoid the temptation of reading it yet, go ahead and buy it now, especially if you're going for the audiobook. Audiobooks are expensive, and if you get it this week, you're probably going to be able to find it on sale somewhere. If you don't want spoilers and can't avoid the temptation of reading the book if you were to buy it, then just don't buy it yet. It's going to cost you a little bit more money down the road, but it'll be worth it to not have the movie spoiled for you. If you've been keeping up with spoilers, even moderately, I'd say go ahead and read the book, and here's why. For both episodes 1 and 2, I read the book before watching the movie, and I'd kept up with the spoilers for both films anyway, so I really didn't have a whole lot to use. I'll use episode 2 as an example. Attack of the Clones was supposed to be the, quote, love story of the series. Yet most of the people I know thought the interaction between Anakin and Padme was kind of shallow and felt kind of forced. No pun intended. Some of them blame the actors, but I don't know. Hayden Christensen and Natalie Portman are both pretty skilled actors. I don't really think that they're to blame for this. A lot of the people I know blame the dialogue and the directing, which I can't say I necessarily disagree with. But after having read the book, I know that a lot of it was also a matter of what was left on the cutting room floor. I was really frustrated to see that some of the really good scenes that were important in establishing the bond between Padme and Anakin were dropped entirely. But at least I knew what those scenes were going into the movie. And for me, I never had any problem believing the love story because I knew exactly what the story really was, despite what was actually shown in the theater. And for me, that made the movie a lot more enjoyable. Now, for episode 3, much of the movie is going to be about conflict. When there's not physical conflict going on, there's going to be psychological conflict. And most of the psychological conflict is going to manifest itself physically in the movie. So we all know there's going to be a lot of action in this movie. And no matter how good the author is, books can't convey action scenes quite like a movie can. Yes, some authors are better at it than others, my personal favorite being Michael Stackpole. But still, this is obviously where the movie is going to shine. On the other hand, books can let us see all kinds of things that are going on in a character's head that there's almost no way to portray in a movie. And more importantly, Matthew Stover is quite skilled at getting inside the heads of the characters. I've only read Traitor so far, and I'm about halfway through Shatterpoint, but when I heard Stover was doing the novelization for Episode 3, I knew they'd found the right guy. I mean, this guy understands inner turmoil and emotional conflict really well, and he knows how to portray that in his writing. This guy's going to get it right. So, I guess once I realized that I knew all the major spoilers anyway, I decided I was going to go ahead and read the book. This way, when I go see the film, I'll get all of the psychological conflict, as well as all the physical conflict that's portrayed on the screen, and I'll actually be getting the entire package, and probably a more fulfilling experience than people who will not have read the book. Yeah, sure, I could figure out what's going on inside the characters' minds anyway, but trust me, there's a big difference between merely filling in the blanks and actually having someone craft the character development. And that's exactly what Stover's going to do here. So again, if you're going to stay spoiler-free, don't read the book. Go ahead and pick it up on sale if you can, and just stash it away in a closet if you can resist the temptation to read it before the movie. But you're definitely going to want to read it at some point. I mean, there's going to be a lot of scenes that don't appear in the movie, and again, you'll be able to get inside the characters' heads a lot better in the book than you will in the film. So even if you wait, you'll still want to read the book. But if you're a spoiler hound and you already know what's going on in the movie, I'd say you should definitely read the book first. Now, that's just my personal opinion, but I think it'll make the movie much more fulfilling. I'm interested in hearing what you guys think of this issue, and whether you're reading the book first or if you're going to hold off. And I'd also like to hear any other comments or suggestions you have so far on the podcast. So drop me an email. You can contact me at ericTFN, that's ERIKTFN, @gmail.com. And I'd also like to mention that the comments and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect those of other TFN staff members nor Lucasfilm, and that TheForest.net is not affiliated with Lucasfilm in any way. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and we look forward to bringing another one to you later this week. So take care, and may the Force be with you.